Okay. So he says, Parak Yod Halacha Aleph, he says, Kol Navi Shiyamu Lanu V'yomar Shashem Shlacho, Eino Tzarek Lasos Os Ke'echad Me'osos Moshe Rabbeinu, Oka Osos Eliyahu V'elisha, Yesh Behem Shinu Minhago Sha'olam. Okay, so, yet a little background. The Rambam, when it comes to his theory of, let's say, miracles, okay, and it's very, the Rambam is what I call elegant and simple, or elegant yet simple, depending on how you want to emphasize it, meaning that the Rambam wants things to be as natural as possible. And yet, there are moments in the Torah where it's clear there's some sort of, we'll call it, I hate this word, breach in quotes in the laws of nature. The Rambam wants to minimize that as much as possible. And everything he writes, he's always minimizing the idea of a nace, okay, as much as possible. So here, what he says is that a prophet, and this is a post-Moshe prophet, when he comes along, doesn't have to hit the higher standard of like a Moshe-level os, okay? He could do like a more basic os, okay? And I know you guys asked yesterday, what exactly, like, you know, what's the testing mechanism for an os? So we'll get to that today. But the point is that the modern-day prophet, right, does not need to be as impressive. Now, so the modern-day prophet does not have the standard that the Moshe Rabbeinu prophet would have, okay? So Ella Ha'oshalo, Shiyomar Dvarim Asidim Lios Ba'olam, the Amnu Dvarav, Shinemar V'chisamar V'lacha Eichan Adad Dvar. So what does he do? He makes a prediction. That's a big thing in the Rambam, by the way. Predictions are the key to a nace. It's not about the quote-unquote supernatural event. It's that tomorrow at 12 o'clock, this is going to happen, okay? Now, that's a different idea than a breach of the laws of nature, right? In other words, how could a person know, again, for all you guys who claim to be scientists, right? Remember, science is based on inductive reasoning. If there's one thing you're going to learn this year, it's those words, inductive reasoning, which means you can't know, right? You can't know for sure, right, that if I drop the phone, it'll fall on the floor. There's no way to prove that. So being predictive, right, is a very, very challenging thing. We're just so used to things working a certain way, that's why I assume it's going to continue to work the way, which is good, right? The issue here is if a prophet comes along and is predictive, but the Rambam is very clever, okay? What he requires for prediction is not like a simple thing. So he says it is. He says, "Avika kashiyava adam ori lenevuah b'malachos the malachos Hashem v'loyava lahosiv loygrel alavod Hashem mitzvos haTorah." Okay, so let's say the guy comes along and says, "Listen, I am an authentic representative of God. I'm not here to add any mitzvos, but I'm telling you, I have a good message from God." Ain omrim lo karlanu hayam. Right. So what you guys would say? You don't say to him, "Split the sea for us." Right. Be, you know, impress us. Show us something very impressive. Right. Oh, hechi ames. Interesting. Right. Resurrect the dead. That's we'll get to that also later on in the year, but Tchias HaMesim, for those who focus on davening, has a big is a big theme in Judaism. The question is why? Why is the resurrection of someone dead? I shouldn't say someone dead because someone can't be dead, but of those bones, right? Bringing them, recreating a human being. Why is that such a big deal? We'll also get to that. Okay. Okay, so what does he say? They say to him, predict something for us. Tell us something that's going to happen tomorrow, okay? And if it happens, it does. If not, it doesn't. But there's a catch, okay? But if he's off by one detail, he's a liar. So here, what's the example? The example would be like this. Tomorrow, a lion, okay, will walk by at 12:04 PM and 30 seconds, and that lion will be wearing a Green Bay Packers hat, okay, with green and yellow, right? A pair of Air Jordans, red and black and white, okay? And what do you call it? Singing the Star Spangled Banner, okay? Now, here's the key. If that lion shows up at 12:10, he's a Navi Sheker, okay? He could have all the other details correct. If the Navi shows up at the right time, and let's say he's not wearing a Packers hat, but he's wearing a Dallas Cowboys hat, he's a Navi Sheker. So the idea is that the nature of the prediction has to be as specific as possible. If there's any deviation from that prediction, he's a Navi Sheker. So then what do you do in Halacha Beis? Ubokinoso pamim harbe. And you check him out, okay? Im nimtzu dvarav nemanim kulan. So again, in being hyper-predictive, you sit there and you're like, okay, you have a checklist. Okay, he told us the lion and this and this and this. And if everything you could check off, he's a good Navi, okay? Kamo shenemar b'shmuel v'yodeh kol Yisrael. So Shmuel had an interesting reputation. Shmuel the prophet, he was known as like, everyone knew him because of his predictive qualities, okay? All right, Halacha Gimel. Now comes Yehonatan Baruch. The Haloha Ma'onim Kosmim Omrim. But one second, there are charlatans. There are, people who predict the future, who come along. Omrim Masha Asid Lios, right? They also predict the future. So, right, there you go. So what's going to make our prophet different than that guy? So the Rambam says, "Uma hefreshish bein navi beinam." What's the difference between our navi and their navi, or their? I shouldn't say that. Their attempt at prophecy. Okay, That's the difference, right? That by the charlatans, okay, or the these wizards and stuff, some of what they're going to say is going to come true, and some of it won't. Okay. Now I know before you ask the question. Okay. I know. One second. Again, our navi could be very vague, and also I guarantee that there are enough times where these, so to speak, charlatans do nail it. Okay. It has happened, right? But the Rambam is saying in general, I think what he's trying to get at is that their focus isn't so much on being precise. Okay. Remember, a lot of times you'll see situations where the guy who's trying to predict your future, if he gets like three or four general things right about you, you're already impressed. Okay. So the Rambam continues and he says, okay. Me'asher meaning from some, not all. Right, but it's also possible that nothing they predict comes true. Okay, Shneimar Mefar Osos Badim Mekosim Yoholel. Fine. Aval Navi Kol Dvarav Kayamim. That's the key. By a prophet, everything he predicts comes true. Shneimar Ki Lo Yipol Midavar Hashem Arza. V'Chein Omer Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom Asher Divrei Ito Yidaber Divrei Emes Mal Teben Esabar Neum Hashem. Okay, Klomar Shedivrei Akosim Achalomos Kusvan Shenis Arbom Atzbar Udvar Hashem Kvar Shein Bo Teben Klal. So again, the predictions of the charlatans are mixed with like garbage, so to speak, and the prediction by the prophet is always going to be 100% accurate. Okay, and again, he's just reinforcing this message. Okay, so he says, So that's why God tells us, don't seek out the Ma'onim Kosmim. We have guys. Okay, we have people who can provide this for us. Now, what the Rambam's getting at, and I'd also argue this has changed somewhat, not psychologically, but scientifically. There's a certain, what are we, God recognizes that human beings are insecure, and since we're insecure, the average person, not you guys, of course, but the average person will seek out some fortune teller. So we have a response to that. But he is hinting at, ideally, should we ever seek that out? No. The truth is that a person should not be concerned what's going to happen tomorrow. No, I'm not suggesting live for today, that kind of philosophy, but at the end of the day, a person has to recognize there's only so much control you have. So seeking out in general isn't ideal, but we should know that we shouldn't go to these other people because we have people who can provide the information for us. Yeah, Rami. So then he said, because the Navi's coming to tell us, oh, did I miss you? I'm sorry, Adam. Go. So, yeah, all right. So basically he says, the prophet, when he comes, often the prophet will come and he'll tell, he'll be predictive about things that happen in the future. It's not just about the line. It could also be like, I don't know, the Jets will win the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Whatever. Wow. Exactly. Right. See, that'll impress people, right? Okay. So you know how good a prophet could be? You could have like a prophet who deals with like individuals. Like Shaul lost something and he went to the local prophet and said, listen, I don't know what this thing is. And the prophet's like, oh, I can tell you where that is. Okay, so you can even have like your own okay. So remember, the Rambam goes back and emphasizes that. The one thing, the most important thing is prophets want to play these games, it's fine. But it can never be about tinkering with the system of mitzvos. That's the key. Because what does that do, Baruch, that always undermines? Moshe. Yeah. Moshe. That's always the key, okay? Part of what can be predictive, okay, when a Navi comes along, sometimes a Navi comes along and says, hey guys, you're going to have the next 5 years are going to be filled with awesome food. Or you can say, the next 7 years will be disastrous, okay? Okay. So in Halacha Da'al, the Rambam says, Divrei Paranos, Shen Navi Omer, Kegon Shiomer Ploni Yamos, O Shana Plonis Ra'av, O Mechamach, Yotz Rama Ilu. So predictions of bad, like Baruch is going to die, or it's going to be next year, or it's going to be a terrible famine, okay? Imlo amdu dvarav, im bezeh hachashon uvaso. This is amazing. If his bad predictions don't come true, that does not mean his prophecy was bad. Meaning, bad's the wrong word, was incorrect. He's still a good prophet, okay? Ah, right? So he says, you can't say, oh, listen, he predicted something that didn't come true. Because it's possible that what happened, people did tshuva, and that's why the bad things didn't happen. Hold on. But if the Navi predicts something good, You know, Spicer's going to make $1 million in the stock market. Okay, not Spicer. Not you. Him. What do you call it? he's going to make $1 million. What do you call it? V'amr she'kachlach l'ba tova, but it doesn't come true. Right? You know what happens? Sha'amar b'yaduah shu Navi Sheker. Then he's definitely Navi Sheker. Right? Shekol davar tova sheyigzor akel afilo tonight in a chozer. Because if God promises something good, amazing. Even if we mess up, even if we do sin, it's still going to come true no matter what. So if it's bad, then it could be that we repented. If it's good, it doesn't matter if we do something bad. It's still going to come true. Let me finish. V'lom atzina shechazer b'davar tova. But there was one time. There was one time where God went did go back on a good promise. Right? Ela b'chorban rishon. Because God promised before the destruction of the first temple that the tzaddikim would not die with the Rishayim, the righteous would not die with the evil. You know what happened? They died. Okay? That's a good question. That's a great question. He doesn't take that up here. Okay? But that was the one time God, in a sense, didn't do that. So he says, Hushim Yahu Amr Bushivasal Khanani ben Azor, Kishayir Miyo, Misnabla Rav Khanatova, Arul Khanani Imloyamdu Divari, Imbazerayash, and Navi Sheker, Aval Imloyamdu Divaracha, Yodea Shata Navi Sheker, Shinemar Achshma, Nas Davarze, Hanavi Shneba Shalom Bavo, Davar, Hanavi Yodea, Hanavi Shishloch Hashem Emes. Okay, so that's just repeating what he just said. Okay? So finally he says, Allah, hey, Navi, Shehelo Navi Achashu Navi. Now here's an interesting one. Let's say Baruch is the 2020 Navi of the year. Okay? And he comes along and says, you know what? You're getting a little older and you're rusty, right? So you want to nominate Spicer over here to be the next Navi, okay? So you say that. You say, I know Spicer's a good Navi. How are you who becheskas Navi? Spicer, guess what? You already have, you now are a Navi. Well, I wouldn't say officially a Navi, but you can trust your judgment, okay? So it's like a smicha idea. Where does that come from? Ve'ein zeh sheni tzara chakira. And Spicer would not need an investigation. Shrei Moshe Rabbeinu, hey Yoshua. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yoshua in front of Ben Yisrael, you are the man. Right, and Yoshua didn't have to do anything to prove himself. Okay, then Minu Bokol Yisrael, Konim Shiaseos, and they all believed Yoshua. Right, the Chen Ladoros, Navi Shenodo Nivuasa Vino Bedvar Pam Achar Pam O Shehilo Navi. So a Navi who's been consistent. For instance, let's say Rami is an expert prophet who's been successful in predicting things. Let's say 3-4 times, you could trust him as well as the Navi that gets a smicha. Okay. Also, you can't go overboard like you guys would do, which you definitely would do. You can't go overboard in testing him. You can't be like, okay, fine, you did this thing with the lion, and I want another one. Give me another one. You can't go overboard with testing him. Okay.
Once he established himself as being a prophet, Yaminu, you believe him.
So again, a Navi can establish himself as being legit. Once he is, that's it. You can't go around constantly questioning the authenticity of the Navi anymore.